We just talked about the county's efforts to save some money and recreate its entire fire service plan. And let's talk about the city of Santa Rosa. $15 million in the hole after the fires. And on the live line with us is Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedhelm. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Pat.
It's no surprise that deficit after what had to be spent after the October 2017 fires, and the city council coming up with a couple of different ways to save some money. Talk about the freeze versus firing situation.
Yeah, thanks. So first of all, the city council actually had this discussion back in October, and the same series of cuts was proposed. Now, a lot of things have changed since October, one of them being fortunately, the voters of Santa Rosa passed Measure O, which is a six-year sales tax. So that's going to help us out a little bit, but we still have that structural deficit. So the same cuts were presented last night. Additionally, the city managers will be offering a reorganization of the city. And so some of us, the majority of us on council, wanted to hear what that looks like before we made these permanent cuts. So that compromise was, let's just freeze all these positions so the city is not spending any money. And on paper, it's the $6.8 million is still there as we will be cutting that from the budget. But we want to see how that fits with the new reorganization of the city. We also have our goal-setting sessions on February 21st and 22nd. So we thought that it'd be better to have that complete conversation, get the whole picture before we made these permanent cuts.
Now, these 50 staff positions, Mr. Mayor, they are mostly vacant at this point. What's the difference in terms of eliminating the positions entirely and just putting a hold on them? Are we going to need them in the future?
Well, there's always a need. But again, that's where it comes back to the restructuring. And there's only one position that is currently occupied, and that is the deputy city manager position. And that plays into the conversation of the restructuring of the organization. Since we haven't seen that information yet or that presentation yet, we'll have to see how that fits into the total cuts. So it's the need and the want that's a struggle. So the organization is actually looking at what are our priorities, what are the council's priorities, and again, that may shift after we have our goal-setting session on the 21st and 22nd.
Okay, so that's about $7 million. That move could save the city of Santa Rosa. And as far as the rest of $8 million in the deficit, what are you thinking in terms of that, making that up?
There may be some additional cuts. We're also looking at enhanced revenue measures. So those are different things that, you know, we'll see how it goes. Some on council last night expressed the anticipation that the sales tax will actually come in higher than what the lower estimate was. You know, it was estimated to be $9 million a year, the 4% sales tax. Some of my colleagues are anticipating that being a little bit higher. But I think we all also recognize we do have a structural deficit, so we just can't continue to kick the can down the road. We will be making some structural changes in the very near future.
What about the creation or recreation, I guess I should say, of a slush fund, a rainy day fund, whatever you want to call it? How long will it take the city to get to that point again?
That's a distant memory of slush fund. So one of the things that was proposed by Mr. McBride, our CFO, was that anytime we have, let's say, what they call turn back, so oftentimes when departments have funding for personnel, if they're not able to fill them, they have funds left in their accounts. So that goes back to the city general fund. One of the biggest drivers of our structural deficit is our unfunded liabilities as it pertains to pension costs. So rather than having what you termed as a slush fund, let's actually identify anytime we have revenues exceeding expenditures, that would go into a fund to start pay down that pension debt. Uh-huh. So we had some brief conversations about that. Another potential bucket of excess funds would be for infrastructure. The city manager has planned a tour of city facilities, our aging city facilities, for city council, so we can get a first-person perspective of the need in that arena.
And I know, Mr. Mayor, that it was on the docket for the city council to discuss the bankruptcy filing of PG&E. I don't know if you were able to get to that or not yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we started at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon and ended at about 11:15 last night.
Okay.
So the first thing on our topic was the litigation with PG&E. And what we learned, because PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on the 29th, our legal team has informed us that the lawsuit will now be suspended and all wildfire claims will be consolidated into the bankruptcy proceedings. That adds a level of complexity because we don't have staff bankruptcy attorneys with the city. So with the firm that is handling our litigation, we're learning more information, but the city is continuing to aggressively pursue our rights in that bankruptcy court forum.
Do you have any idea where, I don't know the answer to this, but where the city and the county would stand in this bankruptcy proceeding when it comes to litigants? Because obviously, you know, there are secured creditors, unsecured creditors, of which litigants are one. But do you know where the city would stand in terms of priority of that bankruptcy?
You know, so we're kind of in that bucket of unsecured. So we are not the top priority, and it's yet to be determined how large of a priority it would be. Because the one thing the city doesn't have an interest in, if there are some individuals who have claims against PG&E, we don't want to necessarily have to be competing with those fire survivors.
Right.
So those are some of the complexities that are going to have to be discussed in the bankruptcy proceedings.
Yeah, there's a lot to be unfolded around that part of the equation. What else was the council able to get to yesterday?
We also talked about a very innovative public-private partnership, and so we give some direction for some feasibility studies, and we are hoping this will attract developers and investors to invest in our downtown. We're also hoping that we could partner with the county and potentially have a joint city-county facility in downtown Santa Rosa. There's a lot of benefits to that from the city's perspective, and so we've sent some notices out to developers and interested parties saying, here's some lots that are opportunity sites that the city currently owns. And if we could partner on building a combined facility, that might be a win-win for all. So it's something that the city of Santa Rosa has not done yet, but there's some models in both Napa and in Long Beach. And I actually toured the Long Beach facility where they did just that, and they have a multi-story high-rise office building going on in downtown Long Beach that really meets many of the community needs. So I'm very optimistic about this direction.
Are there any real buyers / developers for any of the properties downtown at this point, Tom?
Well, much to the credit of our Plan Economic Development Department, they did surveys. They sent out several surveys, and we received about 69, almost 70 surveys were completed, about half of them from the Bay Area. And additionally, we interviewed another additional 25 firms. So of those 79, we did more in-depth interviews with 25 firms. And yes, there is a lot of interest and excitement. Now, again, for I don't want to be a naysayer. We've heard this before. So what council's action did last night is give some direction. Let's further explore that because we think that this is a viable option. It's something that is, I think, very much needed for our downtown community.
Yeah, that's the way to get to a signed contract at the end of the day. And one go ahead.
This was just our first step in that direction. This is going to be a multi-year project. We're showing five different phases. So this is just the very first one. We'll go into a feasibility study and a financial analysis, and we'll get more. My interest and hope is that council will be kept apprised of this, and we can assist in any way that we can.
And one more question for you, Mr. Mayor, and that is, as a city, are there any outstanding depositories of money that are still coming to us from the state or the federal government with regard to recovery from the wildfires?
Well, as our CFO mentioned last night, we have received some funding from FEMA. I think the figure he mentioned was right around $3 million. We get about 70 cents on the dollars of our what it cost us.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, the city manager and myself and a couple other staff will be traveling to Washington, D.C. the first week in February to touch base with FEMA, HUD, and talk to some of our elected officials there to try to encourage that stream of funding to continue to come to Santa Rosa that we need to make us whole again.
Very good. So a trip to D.C., you should be glad you're not making it this week.
It's
a little cold there.
Yes, but we have a mission, and we're going to be very focused on our mission and bring the reality of Santa Rosa to Washington, D.C.
Very good. Look forward to hearing about that trip coming up. And Mr. Mayor, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
That is Mayor Tom Schwedhelm of Santa Rosa talking about the city council meeting yesterday where they're trying to rectify a $15 million deficit and in part doing so by a hiring freeze for about 50 positions, staff positions. Many of them have been vacant for a while, so putting a freeze on them instead of eliminating them altogether. So lots of activity in similar regard between the city and the county yesterday. And much more to come. Try to make up some of that money.